Welcome to 50 Feet High with Sheena and John on this Sunday afternoon, and we want to thank you so much for joining us. Got a great topic today, and I couldn't have a better guest that could just run the show for us today, which will probably end up happening. We're going to turn things over to her in just a little bit and just let her go at it. But, we were talking last week about this being Body Awareness Month, and mm-hmm. is that the official term for UA? It's Body Appreciation Week.
Yeah,
Body Appreciation Week, which starts next week.
Yes,
and we have several activities going on at the rec center. Mm-hmm. I got a list yesterday of all the things that we have, and it's like a ton of different things. And I know there are things going on all around campus.
Yes,
but is there that falls in line with the month, which is nationally, mm-hmm.
It's
correct.
National. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's the way I thought it worked, but I wasn't exactly sure. But there are a lot of things going on campus. And before we close out today, Sheena, I know you know what a lot of those things are. BJ, you probably, know a lot of them.
Yes, yeah. I do, that so, we're involved with at the Counseling Center.
Right. So we'll go through what those are before we close out today.
That sounds perfect.
Remind everybody about it. But anyway, we do have a great guest today. Dr. BJ Gunther is with us from the Counseling Center. And BJ has her own show that is live. So it's kind of, I don't know, how do you feel being around her?
Both of you have been guests on my show. It's not that bad.
It's a great show. It's
a great
show.
I feel like I'm in the presence of a celebrity.
I really
do. You are.
I do.
I am.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. The most fashionable celebrity that I know.
Thank you. It's a letdown the day after Valentine's Day, so when we're recording this show.
Yeah. It's okay.
Valentine's Day, something we need to maybe get into.
It's a whole other session.
Ooh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, were you good to your wife this past Valentine's Day?
I'm always good to my wife.
That's the answer I was looking for. That's good. That was good.
She's not here to answer that question.
So you can say whatever you want.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. No, we had a nice dinner, and for it, considering we got two kids and all of that good stuff, we had a nice dinner, and, during the middle of the week. Yeah. What could you ask for?
It's true.
Okay, exactly.
It's true.
Exactly.
Right. I had to do my show on February 14th.
Really?
Yeah.
So how was it?
It was great.
Was it a love-related topic?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I've done that.
I've done that before, and then it just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
I'll say it that way with scheduling.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
let's put it
scheduling.
That way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With who I had scheduled for the guest. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, hey, Valentine's Day is always fun. I've heard this new thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. A lot of my single girlfriends have been doing what's called Galentine's Day. So single girls, single gals, sometimes I'll roll my eyes at that, but just because I think it's funny. And sometimes I'm jealous because I think it's really fun to get together with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, I think it was more so I wasn't invited.
I saw that all over social media yesterday, and I think Heritage House,
mm-hmm.
The coffee shop that I love, it's my favorite in Tuscaloosa, little plug for them. Yeah, they were running the hashtag, Happy Galentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
Took me a minute to catch on.
I don't know. I would still be sitting here trying to figure it out. Galentine's Day.
It was cool.
I'm trying to think what would the male equivalent would be if there's like a, I don't know. I'm not even going to try to.
I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. Okay.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. A Galentine's. I was thinking drinking a gallon. I'm in the fitness mode.
Zone.
I'm
like, you're in the zone.
You drink a gallon of water every hour or something.
Oh, my gosh.
That might, next Valentine's
Day.
That can be our Galentine's Day.
Oh, that could be a theme at the rec, on campus. We could, maybe not every hour.
Not a gallon an hour.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Gallon hour. Let's don't get into that a bit much, but
I think, man, we are going to have fun today. I can already tell this first little opening segment, but we have got a lot to talk about. We want to pick Dr. Gunther's brain for sure and all of her expertise, but it looks like it is time for a break. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone on this Sunday afternoon. And we want to thank you for joining us once again. here with Dr. BJ Gunter from the Counseling Center, a local celebrity for us here around around
that's
the
right.
radio.
My husband is a little more famous than me.
Yeah,
so he's
you're
more
right.
well known than I am.
You know that?
Yeah.
I, after all these years, I never knew that. Her husband does the announcing at the baseball games.
Yeah.
Baseball, women's basketball. He's the PA announcer. He is one of the PA announcers for football. They need an interior PA person for the media. Uh-huh. So he's been doing that. I don't know how many years, but yesterday I think the baseball social media sites posted, they took a picture of him up in the press box. It's his 23rd year with baseball.
Wow.
We didn't even realize that. It goes by so fast.
Now, with his expertise, you know, kind of having that booming voice, did he have to train you to be on the radio?
No. But he does, I will say this, he does text me during the show. If something's going wrong, he'll be like, you need to speak up. You need to get closer to the mic. You know, it's distracting. I'm like, I don't do that to you when you're doing a baseball game.
Right.
You know, other fans do, but I don't. Your wife doesn't. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, and you were telling me last week on your show, not to get sidetracked here real quick, but he started doing this the first year that Coach Wells was here.
Yes.
Was his first year.
Yes, I think so, it was 2000. I think that would have been, I'm not sure what year, 2000. No, it would have been 1990, in the 90s.
1992 mm-hmm.
Well,
23
years from now, and baseball season, actually, the first game is Friday night.
Friday night.
The 17th.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, it's supposed to be a little warmer this weekend.
Hopefully, yeah.
So, I think it's supposed to be in the 70s.
I think so.
Yeah.
And we should win. We're playing Presbyterian, which I don't even know where that is.
Right.
But we'll play Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
So hopefully the season will kick off with a boom.
Well, when y'all are talking about the 90s, I'm like, oh, my Lanta, I think I was.
Don't even tell me you were born then.
I don't even want to know that. I think I was in high school or junior high. So that's all I'll say.
Putting your lip gloss on, getting ready to go to the mall, whatever
it is
you did.
That's right.
Cruising. Yeah. No, that was the 80s, right? Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we'll have to explain to this generation what a mall is.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah,
it's true.
Okay. Sorry about that. But well, let's get into what we brought you here to really talk about.
Okay.
Because this is a serious topic on campus, and something that, you know, you two probably know a lot more about from a totally different perspective than mm-hmm. I do. I see it from the fitness side, mm-hmm. and I see people, you know, when you talk about, you know, eating disorders and that sort of things and body awareness.
Yes.
I see it from the fitness side. You guys see it. Sheena, you see it from the nutrition side. Mm-hmm. BJ, you probably see it a little bit of everything.
From the mental health side.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a little bit of everything mm-hmm. that, you know, that Sheena and I both
a lot of times,
see.
And I will say a lot of times, I don't know, Sheena, you can back me up on this, but a lot of times I believe the students who are dealing with some sort of body image issue will come to the counseling center first, and sometimes we are the referral source for that individual, and we'll usually refer out to Sheena mm-hmm. or to a medical doctor or even to a facility that is more intensive than we are.
Right.
And I can explain that later.
Right. No, I agree with you, BJ. You know, especially when it comes to those body image issues specifically, I get so many referrals from the counseling center, and I feel
sure.
so grateful for that. And then, you know, I think that there is a population of students when it comes to their disordered eating habits, and they're on the cusp of it being diagnosed as an eating disorder. Since they see it as a food behavior, they may come to me first.
That's right.
And then I have to explain to them that it goes so much deeper than, you know, just counting calories.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a mental health issue. And it's so neat to let them see the synergistic approach that we take to team therapy
mm-hmm.
and having all of those
that's
components
right.
that it's not just one type of individual that's going to help them in this progress and in the recovery.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We, you know, and Sheena, we've worked with you guys before, you know, on developing a protocol for,
right.
you know, potential at-risk mm-hmm. individuals. And that, the involvement with the counseling center,
mm-hmm.
you know, with that, I'm not sure the level. I wasn't actually on that team myself.
Right.
But, you know, it is so, we see so many people coming into our facility
mm-hmm.
that obviously have problems
yeah.
you know
yeah.
mm-hmm. when you come in, and we, you know, we have exercise guidelines that are there for a reason
mm-hmm.
and people always look at them as minimum guidelines, but Yeah, and they are for fitness.
Right.
But, you know, there are maximum guidelines, too, and things that we look for. And, you know, when we have people coming in, you know, 6-7 days a week, you know, that's okay. That's all right, as long as you're mixing it up and doing things, right. you know, differently. But if you're coming in and you're doing, you know, a couple of hours of cardio, right. 6 or 7 days a week.
That's when the red flags kind of go
yeah,
up.
Yeah, go up. And
with the over-exercising.
Right. Right. But could you tell us, you know, just a little bit about, with the Counseling Center and what you guys do?
Okay. Well, I've been with the Counseling Center for, I started out part-time mm-hmm. in 2002 and then went full-time in 2004. I also have a private practice on the side, so I'm still maintaining that, and that's been open since 2000. But mainly what we do is we provide individual group couples counseling to enroll students, undergrads and graduate students. Mm-hmm. And the staff that we have employed or trained, either licensed, all of us are licensed clinical psychologists, licensed clinical social workers. I'm a licensed professional counselor. And we have 16 licensed therapists. And then we also have student trainees that are at the master's or doctoral level in social work or psychology. Sometimes we have counselor education students. But we also do outreach, like this is considered an outreach where mm-hmm. we go out and we talk to classes or we promote the Counseling Center services. And some of the things we can get into in a little bit if you want to about what we most see at the Counseling Center and what we are asked to come and speak to classes about the most. And also, we do a large part of what we do at the Counseling Center is consultative services, where people can call us from anywhere, and we get calls from parents, faculty, staff, other physicians, other counselors, you name it, and they can call us and ask us for advice or suggestions or recommendation about somebody that they're concerned about that is either a student or is going to be a student. Mm-hmm.
And BJ, you know, thinking about that, I've actually been really impressed with the number of students that will reach out to the Counseling Center or to us or Office of yeah. Student Wellbeing because they're concerned about a friend. Just being that responsible friend, mm-hmm. Being the friend they'd want to have, mm-hmm. Just in terms of, you know, how do they approach that conversation with their room or yeah. their roommate or friend about some concerns that they have, just some observed behavior. So I think it's been really neat to see students take charge of wanting to understand more how to walk through that process
That's
of
right.
approaching their friend
and help a friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's such a fine line, and we've talked about it some. BJ, you and I talked about it on your show
yeah.
a little bit. It's such a fine line between,
overstepping
your bounds, mm-hmm. and you don't want to offend your friend.
That's right.
And
but you're concerned, and some
yeah.
people do get mad, you know, when they're confronted.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's the reason that a lot of people do call us is how do I approach this person?
Right.
I feel
right.
like this person has an issue, whether it be an eating disorder or any other mental health issue. Right. And I really appreciate the students and the other people who call to ask for recommendations because it can get sticky sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine
it,
that
sure.
it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm the type of person, I'm never wrong.
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Believe it or not. And so I will argue my wife and my kids down about yeah. anything and anything they want to argue about. And so I understand that. I could see where if
mm-hmm.
you're approached and you're approached
mm-hmm.
in the wrong way. And that's why we, at the Rec Center, we spend some time with our staff actually training them on how to approach, you know, patrons and,
exactly.
and
mm-hmm.
in a friendly manner and, you
yeah.
know, as a friend,
yeah.
Trying to help them and get them the help that they need. So
no, and I think, yeah, like you said, John, just that rapport that is built, it's just so helpful as mm-hmm. part of the process with everything. I know that our campus community just gets so much enrichment from the Counseling Center as far as knowing how to approach those situations. And I know that we are looking forward to kind of talking about more of the other services that you guys provide. I know you guys have a list of workshops that you do and everything else. And I'd love for us to talk a little bit more about that after the break. But you are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone. And Well, thank you once again for spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us. And we're here with Dr. BJ Gunther from the Counseling Center, and she's sharing some of her knowledge with us about, you know, body awareness, issues related to that. And we were talking before the break, you know, about just how to approach people and that sort of thing. And that's such, you know, such a big deal. Do you have any, BJ, any other advice, you know, for somebody that, you see somebody that you're not necessarily close to? You know, we train our staff to, you know, how to approach people and, you know, get close to them and make that approach. But what's your advice to people that you see that, you know, you have somebody that you know has a problem? Is it to contact you guys? Is it to talk to them directly? Or what would...
Well, it depends on what the relationship is, you know,
right.
Because we have had a situation. I can remember a situation when I first started working here where a faculty member, and I don't think I'm disclosing too much, but a faculty member actually was working out at the rec center and noticed a student who was extremely underweight. It was very noticeable. Mm-hmm. And I cannot remember if she, I don't believe she directly approached the student. I believe she contacted us first. But yes, I would recommend contacting the counseling center first. And our phone number is 348-3863 with an area code of 205 for out-of-state listeners. But yeah, I think it's always best to get some professional advice before you try to approach someone, because that may be your only opportunity to help them. And if you make them mad, or you you know, turn them off by what you might say, it's like I said, it's a very tenuous situation. And it would be a good idea, especially for somebody, you know, if a stranger walked up to me and said, "You look too skinny," I don't know what I might do, to be honest.
Right.
I have a temper. So you might want to try to go around. You know, I can remember a student who I worked with whose sorority got involved, because I don't want to go into too much gory detail, but they knew for a fact what was going on, and they basically leveraged her membership against her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And by the time she got to us, she was either at risk of being kicked out of the sorority or coming to counseling. That was the leverage. Mm-hmm. And it got her to counseling, but she was not happy with me. She did not want to be there.
Sure. Now,
trust me.
Do you ever have situations where a student or a faculty staff member that may call the counseling center and say, "Hey, will you call this student? We know they always want."
Let me tell you, I call that a cold call.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a cold call, because you can't just, even for us as counselors. Now, if there is some risk issue, risk factor going on where someone is threatening to harm themselves, harm someone else, of course we step in and take that step. That's the time to do that. But yes, we've had many people, parents, faculty, staff, call us and ask to just cold call this student. Now, do you know how weird that would look?
Yeah.
You know, hi, so and so, hi, Ashley, this is, you know, Dr. Gunther at the counseling center. Well, I heard that you have an eating disorder.
It's like
not
a Big Brother
rational
situation. They might start thinking who's watching.
Exactly.
Them.
And I may be incorrect. I mean, I had a student a couple of years ago who, and I have a lot of these stories, guys, so sorry.
No,
but
it's
I had a student a couple of years ago, and what she was describing to me honestly sounded like bulimia. Mm-hmm. And I listened to her, and what she would describe is that she would eat and then get sick. And other people suspected that also, but what was really going on, I sent her to a specialist, a GI specialist. What was really going on, and I had never heard of this, was cyclic vomiting syndrome.
Yes.
Is what it's called. CVS, like the drugstore. I had never heard of that because, but see, she was mistakenly, I didn't diagnose her with bulimia, but I did have the suspicion, to be honest with you. So, you know, you just never know. You could be incorrect if you're confronting somebody. They may have a real health issue too. So
most definitely, man.
I hope I answered your question.
You did,
and that was great.
I had another thought, and now I forgot it.
Hey,
so hopefully
you're thinking of that, let me mention the cost at the counseling center, because people are always asking me about the cost. The cost of the counseling center, the first session that you would set up, you would just call the counseling center if you feel like you need to come there. And it's considered a screening. And it's just 30 minutes and it's free. It's just to gather information to figure out what we need to do next. But every session after that is a counseling session. And it's $15 a session. And it goes on your student receivables account. Mm-hmm. So nobody's ever asked to pay anything or show an insurance card or anything like that at the counseling center. So
no, thank you for putting
that. That's good information.
Oh, that's very good information. And I got to think of what I wanted to ask. In my practice as a dietitian, I'm sure you guys encounter this too, but sometimes I feel like my biggest obstacles are sometimes the parents of my clients that don't really understand the eating disorder, or even if the student just has body image issues. Mm-hmm. I will constantly get from mm-hmm. family members that I've gotten permission to talk to, they'll say, well, she doesn't look like she has an eating disorder, and it feels like it's that moment of education, or they don't really realize what's the big deal about having body image issues. Have you ran into anything like that?
Many times. In fact, the girl that I was telling you about with the sorority, when I contacted her mother had the same issue. Mm-hmm. She had a body, really? She had a body image issue. She had an eating disorder herself. And so, and was not being treated. And I was told that by the student. And then when I talked to the mother, so that was a whole nother session, a whole nother obstacle right there. So yes, we get that, often where part of my job is educating people about what's going on. And sometimes when a student comes in, it's the first time they've ever been to counseling. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't really even realize what the issue is. And it may not be as serious as a full-blown eating disorder, but it could turn into that. I know you've seen that, Sheena,
yes,
where it could
definitely
turn into that. So.
No, I appreciate it. You know, thinking about the education that you guys do, certainly it's been on a one-on-one basis. Can you tell us a little bit about the workshops that you and the rest of the counseling center staff do?
We do mostly groups. Now, we have offered workshops in the past. I used to do a workshop, and that's just a sporadic thing that students can sign up for. I used to do one for procrastination, which was interesting. Yeah, and I think I probably need to start that up again, but my hands are, I'm in too much right now. I'm co-facilitating a group for reducing your anxiety right now, and it's been very successful.
Oh, wow.
And basically, it's a free group. You don't even have to be a counseling center client. You can just call. You can call me at the number I gave earlier, 205-348-3863, ask for Dr. Gunther, and just give me some information, and then you can start coming. And it's an open group where you can come and go, but we offer several other. We offer a body appreciation group. It's called the BASS group. Mm-hmm. It's body appreciation, self-kindness. It's for students who feel like they may have a body image issue and want to learn more about self-compassion rather than being in a full-blown active eating disorder situation.
Right, right.
We also do some other groups. We do Dr. Nari Doe facilitates a group for international students. We have a grief support group, and we also have a group, I believe it's titled Understanding Self and Others. It's just kind of a general process group. So we have those going on at all times, along with the individual counseling and the couples. Most people don't realize we do couples counseling too.
Hmm.
I know. And if you're both students and you're in a relationship, you're eligible for those services. So
that's interesting.
Yeah,
I'm feeling inspired to become a student again. The procrastination workshop sounds the most.
I have so many
to
questions.
Me.
Yeah
but you keep putting more off coming to the procrastination workshop. I know. I hear that.
Oh my goodness. No. Well, we you could just be with us all semester long, don't you think, John?
Oh my gosh.
Did you say? Yeah.
I would love to be able to get. We call it getting out of the house when we go and do outreaches away from the counseling center.
Yeah.
That would
like
be great.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are going to continue our conversation with BJ after the break, but we've got to take one. You are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John, and we'll catch you in just a bit.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and we're here talking to Dr. BJ Gunther from the Counseling Center, and talking about body image issues. And I want to go a totally different direction with you guys this next segment. We've been talking about eating disorders and that sort of, and I know this falls under that category mm-hmm. as well, but when you start looking at individuals who are on the heavier side, you know, and have confidence issues related to that.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the things that in exercise phys we talk about all the time. You can be in great shape and be overweight.
Definitely.
You know, internally you can be healthy, and that's what we want. I mean, that's what we're concerned with. And it's something that I'm like super passionate about because even most people don't know it. Our weight room is designed for people that aren't comfortable lifting weights. They can come in and just skirt along the sides and get a workout in without having to get in there with all the hardcore people.
Right.
So it's something that I feel really passionate about. I can't stand for somebody to not work out.
Because they feel self-conscious.
Right. Self-conscious.
Uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell people, the people that work out at the rec center, they're too busy looking at their own selves in the mirror to notice you probably. But you know, that
would be called narcissism.
Exactly.
Thank you for that clinical.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
We'll put that out there.
But how often do you have to deal with – do you deal with issues like that on a regular basis? You know, or do you – how often do you see that? I know Sheena's mentioned it.
How often do we see self-esteem issues?
Self-esteem issues, yes, right.
You know, I mentioned a minute ago that I was trying to think of – because it changes from year to year what – we see the most of.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess what we would see the most of are stress management issues. But self-esteem is right up there. Low self-esteem issues. I had a student one time who came in and complained of high self-esteem. I had never heard of that. I think that's narcissism. But I never heard of that. But low self-esteem and related, I mean, anytime you're talking about body image issues, that's definitely going to be one of the things that you need to talk about and address and focus on when you're working in a counseling session with someone who is self-conscious about his or her body.
Right. You know, one thing that I found interesting, a few years ago I went to an American College Health Association annual meeting, and they actually had a session where they were talking to physicians working at student health centers and discouraging them to specifically talk about the patient's weight.
Yes.
If all other indicators were showing signs of them being healthy. So it was basically saying, mm-hmm. don't mention it if, you know, if their cholesterol is looking good, if they're eating their fruits and vegetables, if they exercise X amount of times
That's
a week,
right.
if they're the picture of health, but they just happen to have a higher BMI, you know, just the perception that the student's going to have of, oh, is my doctor picking on
That's
me?
That's exactly right, because I'm sure they're having it from other areas of their life probably,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Right,
they don't need it from their doctor also, because mm-hmm. you kind of expect that when you go to see a physician that they're going to reprimand you.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I think they harp so much on the weight, and then the patient is thinking, but oh my goodness, you didn't even high-five me for this
right.
awesome cholesterol.
Right.
I exercise all the time. And so I think, you know, oftentimes we use that weight specifically as the main indicator
mm-hmm.
of health. And even something like BMI can be abused. And that's why I like that, you know, at the rec center, student health center, other areas of campus, we can actually look at body composition versus just that BMI
uh-huh.
number, because that's not really going to be the most helpful thing.
I can preach on BMI.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that. I will preach today.
Mm-hmm.
No, BMI, the whole thing with that, there was a study done, and it's probably been 15 years ago, but it looked at NBA basketball players,
mm-hmm.
and something like 95% of NBA basketball players using BMI were considered overweight. Now think about what an NBA basketball player looks like for the most part.
Yeah.
95% of them overweight.
Goodness
using
gracious.
BMI. So BMI is terrible for people that work out.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible for people that are athletic, people that are, you know, that have more
in
muscle
shape.
Mass. Yeah.
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 So something that we try to stay away from as much as possible when you have other options that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, just a side note, just a waist measurement is better than BMI. You take
That's
a tape measure, you measure your waist,
uh-huh.
and, you know, if you're – you know, if you're a guy and you're over 40 inches in your waist,
mm-hmm.
you need to lose weight. If you're a female and you're over 35 inches
right.
in your waist, you need to lose weight. So, you know, it's that simple for me. But getting back to some of the things that you see, body dysmorphic disorder. Do you have any? And what I mean by that, I'll let you explain it. Yeah, you're the expert.
I saw that facial expression. You know.
Well, I'm, you know, anytime somebody mentions anything, I think about specific students who I've seen.
Really?
Yeah. With that consideration, body dysmorphic disorder. And Sheena, you might need to help me with a formal description, but it's basically seeing your body differently than how other people see it. And the person that I'm thinking about, he had, and it might be surprising that it was a male,
but not surprising at all.
He definitely had some issues with things about his body that, on a sidebar, that he really could not change. His complexion, his hairline.
Oh, wow.
I'll say it that way.
Okay.
It wasn't necessarily, I'm not talking about you, John.
That was so mean. That was so below the belt, but
look,
go ahead.
I'm blunt. Everybody who knows me as a counselor knows. Wow. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it directly.
It's okay. I don't have a hairline.
So I would not, skirt around that issue at all, but he really wasn't focused on his weight so much. It was more of the other issues with regards to
just
how he saw himself.
Physique and appearance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I had a client, this has been probably 6 years now. He was actually dismissed from his job because he spent so much time working. He would miss work shifts in order to get in additional workout. So it was that hyper focus on physique. And I think, you know, because especially too, I think a lot of students will ask, when does it turn into an eating disorder? Or when does it go from being, you know, healthfully mindful of this or that? And BJ, you can probably state this better than I can, but I tell students when it's that obsession or that thought process starts to disengage you from your activities of daily living.
Exactly.
You know, being able
to socially function. That's my line is when does it get in the way of your functioning?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. So that's how I usually can tell. And people usually know.
Right.
They'll tell you, well, you know, I'm missing, like you said, I'm missing work, or I can't go out with my friends. It's that bad. You know, I can't leave my apartment. So that's when you usually know.
Yeah. John, do you have those issues?
That's a good no. John doesn't have those issues. John is unfortunately never, fortunately yes. never had those issues,
yes.
But unfortunately I've never had to say myself that way. But it is something that you do see, and the when you read about it in the textbooks, just like, oh, it's not that common. I see it all the time. Mm-hmm. What appears to be body dysmorphic order disorder
it,
all the
maybe
time.
You can talk to about this, and isn't it pretty I guess popular or prevalent with bodybuilders?
Yes, I think it's real common. I told the story on your show when we talked about this young gentleman. I was happened to be coming in the.
This is interesting.
Yeah, he happened to be coming into the parking lot at the same time coming into the rec center at the same time I was from the parking lot. He gets out of his car, you know, takes off his shirt. He's got his workout clothes on already, takes off his shirt, fixes his hair a little bit, walks into the rec center. It was on one of these warm winter days that we've had. He walks in, swipes his action card, gets into the gym. And, of course, our policy is you have to have, you know, workout clothes on.
Right.
Then he puts his shirt up back on and starts working out. So he was proud of the way he looked.
I would make a joke and be like, oh, was it my husband? But my husband. that is not. No, I would like to hear more about this individual. But gosh, BJ, we've had so much fun with you. Do we want to have, let's have her the last 5 minutes
Why
out.
Not?
Yeah.
We kept her this long.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
I'm asking you on air.
I'm fine with that.
Well, it is time for a break. You are listening to Fit to Be John with Sheena and Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John on 90.7 The Capstone, and thank you for spending part of your Sunday afternoon with us.
Yes.
We've got to close things out here. We've got a few minutes left before we have to close the show out, but we've had a great day talking to Dr. BJ Gunther from the Counseling Center and talking about body issues and things that students have to deal with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always so much pressure. Anyway, when you talk about grades and you talk about everything else, and I know you see so many other things, and we're just talking about probably, 1/20th or 25th of the things that you see.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not sure what the percentage would be. I mean, we're a brief counseling center. We're considered a brief counseling center. I didn't mention this earlier, which means the university allows us to see students for 15 sessions or less. And with an eating disorder, sometimes we have to utilize an outside provider, someone who can provide more intensive services. Sure. But a lot of times students will start with us first, and we'll get them started getting used to the therapy process and then refer them to someone else.
And y'all help them make with that transition and everything.
We do everything.
BJ, with the staff, do you feel like most everyone is more so on the generalist side due to the nature of needing to see students for various issues, or do you have some folks that have quote-unquote specialty areas?
Yeah, we don't really categorize ourselves as specialists, and you're right. We look at ourselves as more generalists because anyone can see, any of our therapists are trained to see any problems, but there are some of us, I will say, who are more interested than certain topics than other topics. There are certainly more some therapists who are more interested or have even more experience dealing with clients who have eating disorders or who have anxiety or who have depression. But the way a student comes in doesn't, I mean, they're randomly placed with the therapist.
Right. Well, knowing that we have so many folks that listen to us on Sunday afternoon, you know, we really like to enrich our listeners. I was wondering, BJ, from your perspective, what would you tell a student or even faculty staff member, how can they be a friend that promotes positive body image around the with those around them?
Well, if they, my first recommendation would be if they hear a student or a friend saying disparaging things about themselves out loud, I think the first thing that would be natural is to try to negate that, try to help them get used to not talking that way about themselves. If, you know, if it gets to that point to where they're doing it all the time, of course, we go back to what I always say, please call the counseling center to get a recommendation. But definitely, I think you can help that person be more positive about what they're saying about themselves. That's the first step.
No, I like that. I think, you know, and I think a lot of our listeners, they you know, may have a friend that they're concerned about or they're trying to prevent that in their friend group. And it's nice to know. And, you know, I know with a lot of our different events for Body Appreciation Week, you know, we really try to support that. And BJ, do you want to put a plug for the event that the Counseling Center is sponsoring that
week? I think we're involved. Are we involved? I mentioned this on my show, the fashion rocks, and so does your body. And I really like that. It's a fashion show. I don't think we participate. I don't think we did it last year at all. Did we?
We did not.
The university, you know.
Right.
When I don't think we did. We're bringing it back, though.
Yeah, we took a little hiatus when the Ferg was under construction, but it's great to resurrect it. So
it's resurrected,
nice.
And what it is, and you can speak to this probably even more specifically than I can, it's a fashion show for students, and I don't know if anybody else is invited to be a model.
Faculty staff. Two of y'all have already.
You invited me already. Yes.
But anyway, I'm busy. I'm busy that night. But anyway, it's a great. It's fun because any body type is welcomed, and that's the point. Is fashion rocks, and so does your body. And I don't know what night that is. Do you know specifically the date?
Yes, it's going to be Thursday, the 23rd at 7 p.m. in the Ferg Ballroom. So,
That's cool. Okay. Yes. And then I think we're also involved, usually each year during this week, we are involved in tables with information about the counseling center, and usually they're in the Ferg. I guess that's where we'll be set up again this year. We've got an upcoming event too, and we did this in the fall with the counseling center. We call it the door knock event because we actually, as the counselors, we go around and hang. We go around and hang information packets of information about the counseling. About the counseling center, mental health services. We hang that on each door in every dorm on campus.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Work.
Yeah, with the amount of students that are on campus, that, you know, even if it's just hitting a handful of students, that's hitting a handful of students, and that's great. BJ, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate
it. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And, you know, we have so many things that are happening during Body Appreciation Week. If you will go to Facebook and type in UA Body Appreciation Week, you'll actually see all the events that all of our campus partners are doing. But you are listening to Fit to Be Tied with Sheena and John, and we will catch you next week.